Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists, the podcast where comedians do art. What's not to love? I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I spoke to the excellent Evelyn Mock. We chatted a lot about cooking, a bit about art, and about her cameo in a big old Marvel film, all whilst drawing and painting a basil plant. You can see our artworks on social media at Secret Art Pod, and let us know what you think about anything, really. For now though, enjoy the episode. I'm delighted to be joined today by Evelyn Mock, dubbed the Swedish Amy Schumer by Comedy Central Nordics. Evelyn Mock is the best thing to come out of Sweden since IKEA. Her words. Evelyn is an excellent stand-up comedian who recently appeared on Mock the Week, and she's acted in loads of TV shows as well as films like Spider-Man. Heard of it? Evelyn co-hosts a weekly podcast called Rice to Meet You, a comedy show about Asian culture with Malaysian comedian Nigel Ng. I'm excited about having her on Secret Artists, mainly because we share a birthday.
Yay!
Hello, Annie, Evelyn.
Hi, Andy. That was such a lovely introduction and so embarrassing because I know you just read it from my website.
Well, I picked and chose.
Yeah,
highlights from your website.
I really have to update it.
You were great on Mock the Week, by the way. I watched that. It was last week, wasn't it?
It was last week. I was very nervous. I still haven't watched it, and but people are being very nice about it, so I'm glad.
That was your first time on it, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And you're on the winning team.
I am, yeah.
So cool. Was it fun?
To be perfectly candid, I don't know if you'll include this, but they record the winning thing for both teams.
A glimpse behind the magician's curtain.
Yeah. It was, what was the question again?
The question, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very excited that we share a birthday as well. We usually wish each other a happy birthday twins.
Yeah, we do. Imagine one year one of us forgets.
I know.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I think that's the year the world will go under. Last time we forgot, Trump got elected.
That's true. And then pandemic.
Pandemic
Shit,
happened
fault,
later
all
as
this
well.
Stuff has happened.
Oh gosh. Have to make sure.
So just before I read your intro, you were telling me that you're terrible at art. Is that true?
Well, the fact that I just call it art in general, I feel like that's an indication.
What, rather than like drawing or painting or...
Exactly, or illustrating. Mm. And like, I'll refer to, it doesn't matter if it's... I see, I'm even struggling to name an artist. Picasso. It doesn't even matter if it's Picasso or Schuster, the man who drew Peanuts. It's all the same to me.
Yeah.
It's all the same. I'm so bad at it. And I don't draw. Mm-hmm. I don't even scribble. The most I'll do is, you know, I'll do the box. I'll make the box, you know?
What's the box? Oh my God, so, I've been missing out on a crucial technique.
I know. It's like, well, the box is like you draw a square, and then mm-hmm. you draw like the top so that you see the top, and then you make it three-dimensional, you know?
So you draw a square. Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And then you make it three-dimensional.
And then another square coming off it, and then you can make a cube.
Exactly. A cube. Yes.
So you can do that.
I can do that. but not too, it always looks weird and wonky, like not too scale. Yeah.
That could be your thing, like sort of abstract cubes.
Yes. Do you think there's a market for that?
I think there's a market for everything.
Oh my God, that's great. I would love to do that.
What have you chosen? Is that what we're doing, drawing today? A cube? Or what have you chosen?
Oh, I should have chosen that. It would have been so quick though. No, I've chosen. So I've been in Sweden for the year before lockdown and the pandemic. And I've just gotten back and I'm staying in an apartment that I'm renting off of another Swedish person that went back to Sweden over the summer. And when I got here, she has so many plants and I've managed to keep all of them alive.
That's good.
So
congratulations.
Thank you so much, because I usually kill off all my plants.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, isn't it, having a plant?
It's so much work. It's like
a child.
It's worse than a child. Because at least the child can tell you what they need. But then again, plant only needs, I guess, water and sun. But we're going to draw a basil plant that I've managed to keep alive since the 19th of May.
19th of May. Basil. This year?
19th of May this year. And currently it's 21st of June. So about a month I've managed to keep this plant alive. And we've had close calls. I won't lie. We've had close calls where I've missed to water.
Yeah, basil can go a bit shrivelly, can't it?
Yes, yeah. And it did go shrivelly, but then I just like gave it a bunch of water and it went good again.
Right.
And I was like, okay, so I figured out what you need. It's a lot of water. Like every day and sunshine, which is not a lot of demand, but it's still for me.
The consistency with which you have to remember it, I think, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Like every day is too frequent.
Exactly. Exactly.
So have you got the basil plant there? Can I have a look?
I do. I've put it over on my table.
It's very luscious. I am impressed, actually.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. Is this a Sainsbury's special?
I think it's a Waitrose one.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's a different glass of basil, isn't it?
She's very fancy.
And what are you working with? What's your chosen medium?
I've chosen a biro.
Nice.
And a gel liquid pen.
Ooh. What color is the pen? Is it black?
It's black.
I'm going to start with pencil, but I have put out some paint. I've put out blue, yellow, and weirdly sort of terracotta-y orange. I think I put that out before I realized we were doing basil.
I like that. You could, if you do a terracotta yellow, you could just make it as if it's a withered basil plant. Nobody would know.
I feel like that would be unfair given that you've kept it in such good condition.
Thank you. I always just wanted to do what I was talented at. No, I'm kidding.
Right.
I guess I just didn't have an interest for it. And I always found it really tough to do.
Yeah.
But my dad was really good at it.
Oh, nice.
So, and my brother I used to like it as well. And my dad used to draw, he used to draw the turtles for us. And he would draw him very specifically with all of the, it looked almost as if it was drawn by the guy who drew him. So my dad was pretty good at it, but then he kind of was a chef. So he dropped out of school when he was 15 in Hong Kong and then pursued. My grandmother got him a job at her cousin's Hong Kong barbecue place.
Yeah.
So he learned how to like make all of those stuff that you find in Chinatown, like the duck and the roast pork.
Oh my God, amazing.
And all that stuff. And he actually told me that one of his jobs were to be the lookout for like the mafia or the triad. So the triad would have like gang fights on the street where they had their shop. And so one of his jobs were to like be the lookout for police. So while they were fighting each other with like axes and stuff, or I don't know, with like martial arts maybe or something, my dad would be the lookout. And then when the police were on their way, he'd be like, "Please, police!" And everybody would run away.
That's so cool.
So that's really funny.
So that was happening while you were growing up. But did you grew up in Sweden, didn't you?
I grew up in Sweden. Yeah, that happened when he was growing up. So he was like 15 or something.
God, that's quite hardcore.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think he managed to get like an internship to be a trainee at like one of those colonial hotels in Hong Kong, where he served Bruce Lee as well once.
Whoa, that's really cool.
Yeah, but he was very good at drawing. So I think if he stuck with, because my uncle is an architect, or he's like a buildings manager, project leader at an architectural firm. So I think my dad, maybe it runs in the family that they're good at drawing or something. So if my dad maybe had stuck with an education, he could have done that too.
Yeah. I feel like cooking is a sort of art form as well that requires quite a lot of creativity.
Absolutely.
Do you cook?
I try. I do cook. I do like cooking, but I'm more of an enthusiast because people keep asking because when you say that you cook, people ask if you're good at it. And it's like, I'm more of an enthusiast because the results vary. So. Right. If I cook a meal for people and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try out this recipe, there's no guarantee that that meal is going to taste good.
Right.
But...
are you good at following instruction?
Yeah.
Or do you stick to the recipe?
I think maybe that is the issue. I like the recipes, but I'm also like, I feel like we can do this and this instead. It's not that particular, is it?
Yeah.
And that's probably the issue.
So what sort of stuff do you cook? Do you cook Chinese food a lot? Or what's your, like, chosen dish?
I do cook Chinese food a lot.
Can you make, like, the crispy aromatic duck?
No, I can't. I can't yet.
That's my favorite.
Is it?
Yeah, I love it so much.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm going to ask my dad how to make it.
Yeah.
I'll get you over for food.
That would be great. Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Do you make any good Swedish dishes? I don't really know what's the sort of national food of Sweden.
I mean, Sweden is very boring culinarily.
Right.
If I'm honest, it's probably, from all the cultures that I hail from, it's probably the worst when it comes to food.
Lots of fish, is it?
A lot of cured fish, a lot a lot of meat. Well, not a lot of meat, but it's a lot of seafood, a lot of cured fish, a lot of pickled fish, a lot of potatoes.
And do you have some Indian heritage as well?
Oh, yeah. My mom's born and raised in India.
Wow. So is she good at cooking as well?
She's quite good at cooking. She's, but she told me, it's such a sad story. I just get sad every time. My mom, so she was like the third oldest of her siblings. But by the time she was, because her two older siblings are quite a few years older than her. So by the time she was like 10 or something, her older siblings were already kind of out of the house, married, and kind of exploring the world. So she had to be the one cooking because my grandmother was out working.
Yeah.
And so she's been cooking since she was like 10 or something, or 8.
Wow.
And she says that she hates it because she associates it with like work.
Right.
And taking care of her siblings and stuff. But she's that's what I know my mom for the most is cooking. Like, she cooks all the time, every day.
So she now, doesn't like it.
And she doesn't like it. Isn't yeah, that that's sad? It's just so sad.
What's her signature dish?
Her signature dish would be... They're called pearl meatballs. So it's like meatballs. Or actually, dumplings probably her signature dish. Mm. But she also makes something called pearl meatballs, which is... it's like kind of like a Chinese meatball with a bunch of Asian flavors and then some water chestnuts in it. And they're rolled in glutinous rice. And so you steam it. And so the meatball gets cooked and the juices of the meatball cooks the rice. Ooh. And so it gets, when it comes out, it's just like, the glutinous rice has soaked up all of the meat juices.
Amazing. So does really, it go really like tasty. Sticky rice? Or is it more...
Yes. Sticky rice.
Is that exactly what glutinous rice is?
Sticky. Yeah. If you've ever had dim sum...
Yeah.
There's one of the dim sums is called sticky glutinous chicken rice. And it's cooked in a banana leaf.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That's kind of what that is, yeah.
I'm getting hungry. It's only sort of 10 a.m.
Oh my God. Have you had breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, but that's good.
It was just toast and Marmite, and what you're describing sounds a lot more interesting.
I've never had Marmite.
What?
No, I haven't.
How come? Not interested.
I don't know. I just haven't had the opportunity. And I think there was once my housemate's Australian.
Hmm.
And he had Marmite, and then but he didn't offer me any because he's like, oh, you've never had it? And then he made a whole big thing about it, that I have to, first time I have it, it has to be special or something. I don't know, I think he just didn't want to like share his Marmite.
Talking to a virgin.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to wait for the right moment until you're ready for Marmite,
the right penis.
Yeah. But in Australia they don't have Marmite, so...
Oh, what
they've only got, I think they've only got Vegemite.
Oh, is a Vegemite. Oh. Is Marmite? Oh, I see.
Well, you'll have to come over. You can make me crispy aromatic duck, and I'll make you a piece of toast with Marmite.
I feel like I'm getting the
I feel like that's fair.
The bigger, yeah, I'm getting the bigger.
It's good.
Better
salty
thing.
Are you into salty food?
I love salty food.
Yeah, I think you'll like
too much.
It. You'll probably find it quite underwhelming after all this build up.
Oh.
How are you getting on with your... Have you started drawing?
I have.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It looks... I feel like I chose this basil because I was like, it'll be easy. But I feel like it made a mistake.
It's quite hard because it's all one color.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do sort of darker and light patches, but it's a bit difficult because it's so luscious and green, but there's not much sort of difference in the shade.
No.
But I do love basil. What's your favourite herb? Is it basil?
I think coriander.
Nice. That's the most divisive of all the herbs.
I know. Some people, apparently it's a thing that some people's palates make it taste like soap.
Yeah. It's the Marmite of the herb world.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Jack Barry doesn't like it. Adam Hess likes it. That's it. That's the only comedians I can name who don't like coriander.
He sent his parents to come and see my show in Edinburgh.
Oh, nice.
It was very nice, but I had said it was a terrible show, the one they came and saw. And I was like, it was so sweet of him. But also I was like, I'm not the comic you send your parents to come and see, because I just talk about my vagina and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate that he did.
Jack's mum's called Carrie Barry, I think is the best name ever.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Is there a big art scene in Sweden?
Yeah. There is. I think, well, big and big, I'm not sure entirely, but there is like a, there's a place in Sweden called Österlen, which is in the south of Sweden, and that's kind of like a art hub. It's like this beautiful, is it like a canal river type of thing that runs through the south of Sweden, and or it's by the seaside, and it's just like people go down there to vacation, but it's also like the hub of the art sector, sort of. So a lot of artists live there. I think a lot of artists have like galleries there and exhibitions.
Cool. Is it on the coast?
Yes. On the south coast, yeah.
Because there's beautiful light in that part of the world, isn't there? I can imagine there being loads of painters. Actually, there's a painter I know called Herman Loa. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's Swedish and does like beautiful sort of landscapes that always have really interesting light because he paints from his studio. I can't remember exactly where in Sweden it is, but maybe it's that place you described.
It could be.
Could be.
Because Sweden has like, we have this weird thing where if it's the north, the light never goes out. In just like a Smith song. It never, in the summertime, it never gets dark.
Yeah, so this is the artist. I don't know if you can see on the screen. Herman
Lohr. Oh, wow.
Upland. Is that how you say it?
No, oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's sort of in the north.
Yeah, so he does lots of stuff.
Wow, this is amazing.
Dawn by the Lake. Sort of abstract.
It really looks like photos almost. He's like the light is amazing. How did he? Wow.
Yeah, he's great. You say you only did subjects that you excelled at. Were you best at sort of drama or what was your languages?
Yeah, English.
English.
Yeah, English. I loved it. I used to, I loved English, and it was because I watched all of the American shows. Because Sweden's very Americanized, so I watched all of them and learned American and was like imagined myself into the storylines and stuff, and now I realize it must be because it was escapism in some form, because my parents kept working and stuff, and I had nothing else to do. And
did
so,
lots of your friends at school have, like, do you all have a similar sort of American accent, or is that a result of the stuff you were watching specifically?
I think I have the most American accent out of all my friends, but I would make them practice it with me. So I would be girl. So I would be like, okay, now we're going to talk English. And then I would be like, hi, everybody. And just like, just be such a horrid little kind of obnoxious girl and speak English.
What was your favorite American show?
Oh, I
inspired the accent.
I loved Saved by the Bell.
Oh yeah, I love Saved by the Bell.
I loved Fresh Prince.
Yeah, classic.
And
Friends.
I loved Friends was great. Friends was awesome. Although I feel like I was too young to watch Friends. Do you feel like that?
No. Well, how old are you? Are you younger than me?
No, I'm older. I'm 87, born 87.
You're 87? God, you look amazing.
I know, Asian skin.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've gone way more abstract now because I think it was looking bad. So I'm just sort of now filling in the background.
Oh my God, I have to see. I'm filling in the background. I think I'm making it up.
I am as well. I keep sort of looking up at the basil, but it doesn't look like it's informed what I've actually done on the page.
Me neither. Me neither. And the thing is, like, who really knows? Who's really going to know?
Yeah, who's going to check?
I guess it's like if we have something that looks really different from what each other.
Yeah.
Then sure. But
that's the beauty of art though, isn't it?
It is. That's true.
And it's also now perception. You don't have to feel bad if you kill the basil plant because it will live on as a piece of art. That's how you can explain it to your friend.
I memorialized it for you.
Can you please tell me about being in Spider-Man?
Well, Annie.
Yeah.
It was such a great experience. No, I'm kidding. So basically I remember when they picked me up and we drive into set.
Mm.
And the first thing I see is all of the trailers are basically lined up on a row.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see is obviously Tom Holland's trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just outside, just like working out.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, well, of course, because you're Spider-Man and you're a Hollywood actor now, even though you're tiny.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's like 4'11". He's so small.
He's 25, isn't he?
He's probably, yeah, I think he's like 25 something, but he's probably taller than that, but he's quite short.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just sitting there working out. And I got a bit inspired. I was like, wow, if I treated my comedy.
He's 1.73 meters, but I don't know what that is.
I'm 1.73 meters and he is shorter than I am. So that's not true.
Can you put what is 1.73 in feet?
5'8".
5'8"?
Yeah.
God, I dream of being 5'8".
How tall are you?
5'2" and a half.
Ah, I kind of dream of being that.
No.
5'8". If you're 5'8" and plus size, you're just huge.
Yeah, but you can see, you know, above people's armpits at festivals and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You have a better view of life.
On the tube.
So he was working out.
He was working out, and I was so impressed. I was like, if I treat my comedy the same way this guy treats his career, I'd also be further, which is fantastic. But he was working out, and so that's the first thing I see when I come into set, and I'm like, okay, cool.
And does he say hi to you?
No, he doesn't. He's too busy doing sit-ups.
Right.
And then on set, we were taken care of because we had lines. So it was a really big scene. The mm-hmm. scene that I'm in is the one in the town hall where Spider-Man is at a charity event for the people who were blipped away and then blipped back, which is like a storyline in the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's kind of at this press conference. I think Tony Stark has just passed on the baton to him.
Yeah.
So it's a huge scene with, like, I don't know, like 100 extras or something.
Mm-hmm.
But because we have lines, we get treated a bit like nicer. So we have our own dressing room,
mm-hmm.
and we have somebody who takes care of us, like a runner. And the runner is Tom Holland's brother. Harry,
oh, wow.
I think.
That's such a coincidence.
Yeah, I know. He got, like, I don't know how he got a job on his brother's film. but he took care of us, and he was very nice. Like he was very like took very well care of us and asked us if we wanted stuff and all of that stuff.
Mm.
We're being taken care of by him, and it's all good. And then we film the scene, and it's such a quick scene because the director doesn't really have time to direct us. Mm. So he just shouts at us. Basically, he doesn't direct us, but he sort of directs us, but he doesn't, because he doesn't have time. He shouts at us, so he's like, this emotion, like happy, sad, you're scared, you're inquisitive, you're blah blah blah. So he just shouts a bunch of directives at us, and we're like, okay, and then we just do it, and then he's like, okay, thank you, got it, and then he moves on.
So how many days of filming were you there for?
Just one.
Nice. Just one. And was it in London?
It was. But we were pretending it was in New York.
Okay, this is close to. I'm at the point where I'm either going to ruin my Basil, or I'm going to have to stop. Maybe I'll do the whole background actually.
I think I'm at the. I'm doing the vase now, or the pot,
nice.
And it's coming out very improportionate.
Yeah, I should have gone portrait on mine, but I went landscape, and it's I can't fit in the pot, you see? So I've just gone for the leaves.
Ah, that's good. I will say with Tom Holland there, I remember when we were done with our scenes, I turned around and said, it's a big no-no that you can't really do this, but I turned around and said, thank you. And he was like, yeah, thank you. And then immediately tripped on a wire.
You did or he did?
I did.
And then he was like,
oh, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, fine. Bye.
Embarrassing. But he'll remember you now.
Exactly.
When you next work together.
When we next work together.
On your film, and he arrives and you're doing setups. On my
exactly, on my spin-off as the character that I was.
Do you own any art, Evelyn?
Sorry, I'm laughing because I really don't. No, I...
That's all right.
In Sweden, I've... because I got a new flat, I've made an effort to decorate. So I've actually purchased things to have on my wall, but I don't know if you can call it art. It's more prints.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you can call it art.
Yeah, sure. And then, I mean, I got a print of a Henri Matisse piece, which is the man with the apple in front of his face.
Oh, yeah. Magritte.
Magritte, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I said Matisse. Henri Magritte? No, René Magritte.
René Magritte.
You see,
The
I'm
son
an
of
idiot.
Man, the one that's in the Thomas Crown Affair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Son of Man. And then I found out he has one with like a seagull in front of the face, and I'm like, that's funnier. I wish I'd gotten that one instead.
One day.
Yeah. So I don't have proper art, but I have prints, and I know a lot of people who are illustrators.
Oh, cool.
So I have some of my friend's stuff, and my cousin's an illustrator, so I have some of her stuff as well.
Oh, nice. What sort of stuff does she do?
She is, at the moment, she's working as like a graphic kind of product developer and designer. Mm. So she does that. But then for the illustrations I have one where she's made a gorilla, which is cool. And then I have one where she has like a flat. She's made like a jellyfish.
Mm.
That's very pretty as well.
Portrait or landscape?
Oh, portrait.
China or Sweden?
Oh my God. Well, I mean. China for the culture, Sweden for the democracy.
Nice. Carl Larsson or Ai Weiwei?
I don't know who either of they are.
Carl Larsson's a Swedish artist and Ai Weiwei is a Chinese artist. So.
Oh my God. Let's do Ai Weiwei then. It's a funny name.
Spider-Man or Wonder Woman?
Ooh, Wonder Woman. Or no, Spider-Man is the better movie. Spider-Man.
Because you're in it.
Yeah.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Oh, Annie, this is too hard of a quickfire question.
Yeah, that's true.
Depending on what the art is, I guess.
Mm.
If it's art that reflects their horrible crime,
then yes, please.
Yeah, then yes, please. I don't know, because art, I feel like art is informed by who you are as a person.
Mm.
And then again, a person is multifaceted, but
I guess then if you count comedy as art, then can you separate the comedian from the comedy?
I mean, to be, if you look at it that, yeah, exactly. Because if you look at some of Louis C.K.'s bits, you're like, oh, he was telling us that he was doing this.
Yeah.
What he was doing. And also, if you look at Bill Cosby's bits, like The Spanish Fly, it's like, oh, he was definitely telling us that he was doing what he was doing. And I don't know, Woody Allen, I mean, the Manhattan film, isn't he in love with a 16-year-old there? So, yeah, I don't know.
Tortured artist or logical chef?
I mean, I kind of want to believe that the tortured artist is an old, it's past now. I don't know if it's a, I don't know if I want to call it a myth, but I feel like a lot of people who do it today don't necessarily need to be tortured to do it and still put out good work. So I feel like it's maybe a an archaic thing.
Yeah, the fact that you need to be sort of tortured to create good art.
Yeah.
Talk about or think about art.
Ooh, think about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Oh, close up.
Private view or view of privates?
Private view of privates.
Nice. Art or tech?
Because I have prints, I guess it's tech, but like, because a lot of artists, they paint and then they put it into their computers, right? Or like programs or something like that.
Art or food?
Food.
Comedy or painting?
Comedy.
And finally, dicks or pussies?
Oh, I will say, I'm pansexual and I've just discovered, it's first now that I'm actually, kind of doing something about it, and I've just discovered that women are just so much more fun to date
than men. Nice.
Like,
it's in what,
like,
way?
They're much less self-involved, and maybe it's the men that I tend to choose, but they are just, it's much more fun, it's much more is collaborative a word, is it a bad word? It's much more you know, talking about each other with each other and like creating an overall nice atmosphere. Whereas a lot of dudes, it's like listening to them talk about themselves.
Yeah, and laughing, like, in the right places.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And laughing at the right places. And it's like, oh, okay, if you ask a question, then that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of things that you kind of look for as good signs or look for as flags in a dude, women, the good signs, they just do naturally, and the flags are actual flags that you can look for. So I feel like women seem much more fun to talk to and date, but then again, dudes are, I'm attracted to dudes as a woman. If you like straight men, you just have to put up with some bullshit.
When you say you're actually doing something about it, do you mean you've just recently started dating women as well as men?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, nice. Congrats.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Thank you.
I love it.
Thank
you. It's
really
sort of delicate, and I feel like managed to get, it's actually quite accurate, even though the lines are quite minimal and like almost cartoony, but it still feels like you've got the composition right. And you've done the part and you've written Basil and underlined it in the date, which is the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Double underlining. Like, this is my homework. It's great. You
Thank
are good
you.
At art, see?
Thank you, Annie.
Mine's an absolute mess compared to that.
Oh, no. I believe.
It's like a green splodge.
Oh, my God. That's like actually artistic.
It's actually a mess, but... at least it's green, I suppose.
It's green. That looks amazing. That's like actually artistic. Mm. It's like there's so much more depth than yours. Like mine is like literally drawn with like a black pencil.
Yeah, but they're different like styles. Because I've got color and you've got sort of accuracy and delicacy. That's been really fun. Thanks,
Emily. That was gorgeous.
Hope you enjoyed listening. Remember to follow @SecretArtPod on social media to see our artworks. Evelyn's podcast is called Rice to Meet You, and it's very, very good, so I highly recommend you subscribe to that. And follow Evelyn on Instagram and Twitter @EvelynMock. That's all for now, unless you want to give us a nice little review, but absolutely fair enough if you don't. What else? Thanks for listening, and have a lovely week. Wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.